Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 12, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow with me. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout the day, so we may say and do the things that are pleasing to you. Forgive us where we fail you. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns.
Amen.
Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order because one of the agenda items is a predicate to the purchasing items under county clerk. They have one item A is consider and approve the expenditure from records management for the purchase of 15 printers and 15 surge protectors for the county clerk's office and court positions, total cost being $20,579.46, and that contract on the purchasing agenda. I have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under purchasing, item A is receive and file bids for a term contract for HVAC maintenance, capital equipment, service repair supplies, and emergency disaster relief for Jefferson County facilities. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal with item substitutions for a term contract for herbicides for Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Alligator LLC and Red River Specialties Inc. for a fourth additional one-year renewal from October 13, 2015 to October 12, 2016. Substitutions from Red River Specialties for item 3A Razor by New Farm in place of Altecto 41S and item number 6 SFM Plus by PCT in place of Sulfamet Extra are due to discontinued products. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for morgue transport services for Jefferson County with BJ Transport Services for a second one-year renewal from November 10, 2015 to November 9, 2016. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for liquid soil stabilizer for Jefferson County with the Base Seal International for a first additional one-year renewal from October 26, 2015 to October 27, 2016. It should be to October 25th, shouldn't it? That's 1 year and 1 day, 2 days. Okay. Through the 25th, 2016. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file contract price extensions for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County with DRC Emergency Services LLC and Crowder Gulf for a period of 45 days, extending the current contract expiration date from October 26, 2015 to December 9, 2015. Item F, slightly amended, is to consider and approve Amendment 1 to contract for lease of properties acquired as a result of the buyout after Hurricane Ike to transfer leases of properties, items numbers 8, 10, 41, and 63 from Joe McClendon to Philip and Lydia Hallmark. Item G is consider and approve an agreement with Rico USA Inc. for the purchase of 15 Rico SP5200DNs and one Rico SPC831DN printers with maintenance in the amount of $20,328.50 for the county clerk's office. So that difference differs from the amount by about $200 under the county clerk's. Well, we allotted more, so if it's less, it'll be fine. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Item H is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file addendum number 1 for a digital conversion of microfilm images and indexing of official public records for the Jefferson County Clerk with Manatron Thomson Reuters Business, Inc. for an increase of $118,633.08 from the original bid to exclude volumes 1 through 200 of the mortgage and lien from the full indexing portion of the current contract. form digital conversion of additional 22 deed volumes, estimated 13,750 images in process, and estimated 163,952 deed documents for full indexing. Based on the established indexing rules, bring the total of the contract from $512,260.70 to $630,893.78. Item I is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 2 for road improvements for Jefferson County out of the County Transportation Infrastructure Fund from the Department of Public Safety, or Texas Department of Highways, Department of Transportation, with APAC Texas Inc. for an increase of $212,888 for an additional 2,392 tons of hot mix asphalt to cover the overrun of quantities for Wilbur Road and extend to the end of the road. Bring the total contract amount from $1,071,545 up to $1,284,433, and that doesn't affect the number of contract working days. We'll set J aside separately. Item K is consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the local government code for broken or obsolete items. Item L is consider and possibly approve donation of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A by donating it to a charitable organization, in this case Goodwill Industries. Do I have a motion on items A through I and K and L? Moved by Commissioner Alford. Second. Taken in by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion?
Question. On E, Deb, is that being extended because of the hurricane time?
Yes, we have the current bid out right now.
All right.
And that's why we're...
Okay.
Okay. Right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under item J, it's consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 10 for the Jefferson County New Health Clinic, funded by the Texas Department of Rural Affairs Round 1 Disaster Project that's being administered by the General Land Office with NNT Construction, for an increase of $15,369.50 for the addition of a 4-inch thick sidewalk in between the building and sidewalk, in addition of a Knox box rapid entry system to meet city fire department requirements, bringing the total contract amount from $2,076,106.20 up to $2,091,475.70, and a 10-day increase in the number of working days from 397 to 407. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion.
Don, I want to know what's going on, because this logic doesn't go real well with me with this right here.
It's listed on here as a 4-inch sidewalk.
Yeah.
Actually, it's the filler between the sidewalk and the building to keep that little strip from collecting water and getting down between the sidewalk and the building, so that the water, when it comes down the side of the building, will go over across the sidewalk and into the parking area and out into the gutter. That was left out of the contract. It was just going to be earth, and that's not a good solution for that situation. So we asked them to either put asphalt or concrete in there, and they preferred to come back with concrete.
$15,000?
That's a pretty big building, sir.
Yeah, Commissioner, they have to bore into the side to make sure the two sidewalks in the building don't shift eventually, and have some future maintenance on that, and they would have to put those dowels in the side. The city is requiring shrubbery, but we're gonna come back and put pots and with some shrubbery around to kind of dress it up. But I was worried about erosion issues if we just had dirt there. So that's, it's gonna catch a lot of water probably. So it is expensive.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2015 budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for equipment. Item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2015 budget transfer for the 279th District Court for $300 for additional juvenile attorney's fees. Item C is consider and approve a 2015 budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for books in the amount of $500. Item D is consider and approve a 2015 budget transfer for the morgue for contractual services, an additional $25,000. That from account for communication equipment, the last four numbers should be 6035 as opposed to 4015. Item E is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending July 31st, 2015. Item F is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending August 31st, 2015. Item G is to consider and approve out-of-state travel for Deputy Eric Brown to attend a K-9 handler course in Kaplan, Louisiana. That will be paid for out of the Sheriff's Forfeiture Fund. Item H is regular county bills, check numbers 412506 through 412769 for the period ending October 5th, 2015. And item I is regular county bills, check numbers 412770 through 413118 for the period ending today. Do I have a motion on those items under county auditor? Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We've handled the one under county clerk, under county commissioners. Item A can be tabled. Item B is considering possibly approve an order regarding the disposition of the body of deceased paupers. Item C is considering possibly approve a certificate for an order and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file an order with respect to Nat Gasoline LLC to approve Mission Economic Development Corporation bonds for construction of a methanol production facility at the Nat Gasoline facility in Beaumont, Texas. Jefferson County will not be obligated to pay or incur any liabilities for the issuance of these bonds. Do I have a motion on items B and C?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. He is in mental hearings. But I had understood that y'all had discussed B. I'll be happy to table it till next week if you'd rather do that. Okay, we'll table item B. Item C, we have Judge Griffith here if anyone has any questions relating to the issuance of the bond. Not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
You can put B back on next week.
Yeah.
And item D is to consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a renewal of the amended professional services agreement between Jefferson County and Tim Richardson for consulting work related to BP Deepwater Horizon restoration funding. Item E is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file operations and management agreement between Jefferson County and FMMS Holdings of Texas for the Jefferson County Morgue. Item F is considered possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Lubbock County, Texas, acting through the regional public defender for capital cases to provide for defense of indigent inmates charged in Jefferson County with the offense of capital murder. Item G is receive and file the completed fiscal year grant for routine maintenance program between Jefferson County, Texas and the Department of Transportation for grant M162OBMPT. Item H is considering possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Fall 2015 Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations. And Dr. Parker is here in the event anyone has any questions. Item I will be tabled. And Loma will put that back on in 2 weeks once Commissioner Arnold has returned from vacation. Item J is to receive and file executed interlocal cooperation agreement between Chambers County, Jefferson County, and Southwestern Correctional LLC, doing business as LaSalle Corrections, for the purpose of housing and care for such inmates at the Jefferson County Downtown Jail. Item K is consider and possibly approve the 2016 county holidays, and I would note that the holiday for New Year's has been moved from Friday to until Monday, January 2nd, a slight change from what was originally published. Item L is receive and file executed contract number 711281, amendment number 2 for the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program between Jefferson County, Texas and Texas Department of Agriculture. Item M is to consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a settlement release for reimbursement of funds to the Jefferson County Public Health Department out of cause number 191795, style Joseph Irvin versus Ensco Offshore Company. Item N is to consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding Commissioner's Court budgetary responsibilities. Item O is to consider and approve rental rates for the Walter Humphrey RV Park effective October 19, 2015. The regular rates will be monthly $375, weekly $110, daily $23. Senior rates for those over the age of 65 will be monthly $360, weekly $100, and daily $20. All right, do I have a motion on those items under commissioners?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion.
Yes, Judge, item O, we went with the senior rates for the Texas Parks and Wildlife. If you have any question, some people were saying 62, but I just wanted to stay in line with the Texas Parks and Wildlife age senior rates. Thank you.
Very good. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for September 2015, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Item B is considering possibly authorize the county treasurer to execute the release of excess collateral with Wells Fargo for the funds of Jefferson County and Jefferson County District and County Clerk Trust Fund. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under engineering, we have several items. Item A is considering possibly approve phase two of Schneider Plaza, being 7.60 acre tract located along Highway 365 and Precinct 4 in the Manuel Chirino League Abstract 10 of Jefferson County. Item B is considering possibly approve a replat of Lot 1 and 2 of Meeker West located along Patina Drive in Precinct 1. That's located in the Beaumont Extraterritorial Jurisdiction. Item C is considering possibly approve Stonewood Subdivision Lots 1 through 7 situated in Josiah Dykes Survey A111 and located along Tolliver Canal Road in Precinct 1. That also is in the Beaumont ETJ. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under risk management, we have one item A to consider and possibly approve 2016 health benefits renewal with Southeast Texas Government Employees Benefits Pool. Motion? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that finishes up our agenda. Anything else that anyone else? Mr. Erickson?
Judge, I just wanted to remind everyone, especially department heads and elected officials, annual enrollment for this year for 2016 is going to be October 15th through 30th. That's the dates in which you can make any changes to your elections, health plan coverages, dependents, flexible spending plans, things of that nature. We had the list of 2016 enrollment meetings were published in the newsletter. We'll be sending an email out again, and we strongly encourage all department heads and elected officials to attend and have their employees attend these meetings. There are some significant changes coming up for next year, and so we'd certainly encourage everyone to attend.
Location.
There's several locations, Commissioner. They'll be at the airport, the sub-courthouse, the new courthouse, the correctional facility, and Minnie Rogers is what's on the list. Various times, 7:30 a.m., 9:30 a.m., 10:30, 2:30. We will republish this list. We'll be sending out an email, and it's already in the newsletter. If you got your newsletter, that's also, the newsletter is under Human Resources tab on our website. Just go to the latest newsletter and you can find those dates and times.
Very good job. I just wanted to make sure that people listening get it.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Sure thing.
Anything further? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes. On the holidays that was set, I appreciate y'all changing the New Year's Day to the Monday. We appreciate that. I had also sent a letter to all of you, email rather, to all of you addressing the Christmas holidays as well. Normally, when it, in the past, when it fell on a Saturday or Sunday, we would get like the Friday and the Monday. By us having the Monday and the Tuesday off instead of the previous Friday and the Saturday, of course, that also affects the courts because normally our jail runs would be on that Tuesday. So we may be housing people in the prisons a longer time than they should be as well. So I want you to keep that in mind.
Okay.
For the dates that we've set.
I will.
So we might need.
I'll to agree to go speak to the county court at law judges and the sheriff.
I need to, matter of fact, if sheriff is in town.
No,
she's not right now. Okay, I need to visit with him. Tell me after court, matter of fact, if you don't mind, we may need to visit.
And we'd like your input too, Chief.
Well, historically, we always try to get them out earlier.
Yeah, but by us being gone that Monday and Tuesday, normally we would be off that Friday before and then the Monday afterward, and we'd be back on Tuesday. But instead, the way we scheduled the holidays for that year, I'm not quite sure why we're off Monday and Tuesday, because Christmas Eve is the Saturday and Christmas Day is the Sunday.
Yeah, I read that.
What court? I mean, follow what?
It's a policy that was adopted in 2010. Ms. George has a copy of it.
Okay, well, I would like to see that policy because my employees would think they're different. Of course, I have a bunch of ladies that work for me, so it would certainly be to their benefit to be off prior to New Year's Eve rather than 2 days following Christmas. So.
Prior to Christmas Eve, you mean?
Yeah, Christmas Eve. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think what the, if I understood it, Sunday is when the Christmas is actually falling. So if you go by that policy that was dated October 9, 2009, it says if the holiday falls on a Saturday, the Friday before will be observed. If the holiday falls on a Sunday,
right,
the Monday following will be observed.
Right. So if the holiday is Christmas Eve and it falls on a Saturday, we should be getting the Friday.
We don't have.
That's exactly what it says. Yes, we do. We get the 24th and the 25th off. So we should be getting that Friday off. That's exactly what I'm saying. We should be getting that Friday off. It is what y'all said. You get Christmas Eve off, so we should be getting that Friday off.
Well,
and if this is what y'all adopted, then this is not what we're following. Okay, so that's not what we're following. Instead of getting the Friday and the Monday off, now we're getting the Monday and the Tuesday off.
Why don't after court you visit with Loma and the judge after this, after court?
Well, I've got to get back to a jury trial, so I'm not going to have time to visit today.
We
will certainly
can we
look
go
at
back
it
and
the next
table
few
that
days.
Item
that's
since
what
it
I
was voted
I move
on?
That we table that item.
Well, we already passed it, but we can always amend it.
Okay, can we go back and amend
it next week?
Okay.
If we need to.
I mean, if that's the policy, that's
okay.
What I'm talking about.
I would appreciate that.
It's
thank you.
Of policy.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anything further? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you.